As part of the new policy, as many as 30,000 people from Venezuela, Nicaragua, Cuba, and Haiti will be allowed to enter the U.S. each month. Those migrants will be given a temporary immigration status known as humanitarian parole. But migrants and asylum seekers who reach the U.S. border without following the new process will be ineligible for the program and can be expelled back to Mexico, which has agreed to accept 30,000 people from those countries each month. Migrant advocates quickly criticized the policy as straight from the Trump administration's playbook, saying it violates U.S. and international laws protecting those who flee their homes.
They don't have the luxury, so as the president suggested, stay put.
Dylan Corbett with the Hope Border Institute in El Paso calls the policy a broken promise. Biden is set to visit El Paso on Sunday, his first trip to the U.S.-Mexico border as president. Kendall Blust, KJZZ News, Hermosillo.